This is Senator Al Simpson. When Congress says they will never spend taxpayer dollars on a certain project, what is our obligation on down the road? Ted Kennedy and I will face off on the Martin Luther King Holiday Commission. Ted, you and I both voted to pass the federal holiday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and we also established a commission to promote the holiday and the civil rights goals he represented. It was, and still is, a good idea. But the original legislation clearly required that all funding for the commission would come from contributed funds. Now, just a few years down the road, the Judiciary Committee has approved legislation putting up $300,000 a year in taxpayer money for the commission. There wasn't even a minimum effort to demand that private donations match the public funds. I agreed to send the bill on to the full Senate, Ted, but we have some honest questions about the original intent here, and don't lay that old racist stuff on me. I'd bring this one up regardless of which commission was overreaching.
Al, what kind of double talk is that? You've questioned the funding for the commission, but you haven't said whether you're for it or against it. So let old Ted help you make up your mind. When Congress passed the law establishing Dr. King's birthday as a federal holiday, we also created an ongoing commission to oversee the commemoration. It's true the commission was intended to be privately funded, but launching a new federal holiday is no easy task. Six states and a large number of cities and towns still refuse to accept it. The commission did go the extra mile in seeking private funds, but it hasn't been enough. So we face an obvious choice: let the holiday fail or help it succeed. If you support the federal holiday, Al, the right thing to do is to support the federal help. And while you're at it, Al, take that commission to Wyoming and do what you can to make Dr. King's birthday a state holiday there. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new ways for the feds to help local law enforcement win the war on drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.